Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting second. The right fielder, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Joe Grace. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Giuliani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dutch Leonard. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Travis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a pop-up towards third. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. One out. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis juggles the ball. That's an error on Lewis. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 1 in the game. Travis hits a line drive into center field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoag. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 0 for 1 in the game. Giuliani hits a pop-up towards short. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. Case hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoag, who is chasing the ball. Case reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lewis hits a line drive into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Case tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. McQuinn reaches third base with a triple. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 2 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Travis for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 0 for 2 in the game. Klift hits a line drive into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe graces at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 2 in the game. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. Glenn hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Leonard. Grace goes all the way around to score. Berardino moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 1, Senators, 1. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 0 for 2 in the game. Giuliani hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoog. Giuliani reaches second base with a double. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 2 in the game. Leonard bunts towards third. Klift fields it and throws to first for the out. Giuliani moves to third. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Giuliani tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Senators. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West strikes out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 3 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-3 in the game. Glenn bunts towards the mound. Leonard fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Leonard. Grace moves to second. Mark Christman pinch runs for Joe Glenn. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Jack Kramer. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.